$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dillman, and with me are my co-host, Rick Maxian.
Good day.
And I think that was Rick, or that could be an elderly Italian woman.
Yes.
Okay, it is. Confirmed. Aston confirmed. And
I can't speak Italian.
My other co-host, Brian Higgins.
Good day.
Oh, that was a proper British upscale socialite woman.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
We are.
We're the ladies.
These accents are on point.
Yes.
We're ready to talk about film.
Yes.
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen, on
like
the movie
the
cave?
Ocean.
You like the ocean?
I prefer channels.
Oh.
Like the English channel?
Yes.
Since you're British?
Indeed.
Oh, this is good. Okay, I like where this is going.
I prefer water near Seattle.
So, let me ask you...
Seattle is my favorite town in Italy.
English. English woman, if we were to release an enclosed orca into the English channel, how do you think it would fare on your side of the pond?
Oh, well, that would give me the vapors.
Oh, now you turn into a southern woman.
Indeed.
Wow. I just can't picture. Well, I've seen on most TV shows that British people do very well southern accents, like The Walking Dead and Preacher and things like that. They're good. That's how they kind of, their intro into a southern
American accent.
Italian women. Well, they just talk with their hands,
I
guess.
Well, based on their love of Seattle, they do a very good Pacific Northwest accent.
When I go to Starbucks, I get a nice Italian roast, you know? You see how that worked?
Thank you for supporting us.
Well, yeah, gentlemen, as I mentioned, we were talking about releasing an orca, and that was kind of the subject of the full movie reviews that we did this past week, Free Willy. Did you guys kind of think about Free Willy some more?
Not really.
I tried to delete it off the internet.
Oh, come on.
How did that go?
It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty
difficult. Compared to some of the movies we've done on this podcast, I wouldn't say.
It's close.
You had a hard time even watching it, but there's some that I found more difficult to watch.
Such as?
Never Ending Story.
Oh, God, that's the worst. All right,
that's
so slightly, it could be slightly higher than Never Ending Story.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
which is, I think, the bottom right now.
Yeah, we'll go through the stack ranking a little bit.
So. I'm Falco. Mm.
So one of the things we had discovered during the full reviews of Brian, you actually found an animated Free Willy series.
Yes.
And could you just kind of go into that a little bit? Because that was kind of weird that where Jesse, I guess he could talk to Willy and they were fighting some kind of robot man with an arm.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds about right.
Was there more to that?
It was Jesse and the Rippers.
Now, we had seen this full movie where I wonder if any of the other characters kind of carried over to it. And you know, I'm going to look it up as well because I am very curious to see if this was like a Saturday morning cartoon or when exactly this appeared.
Well, considering the first time I heard of it was when we were doing the reviews it, if it was a Saturday morning cartoon, it was on one of the stations I wasn't watching at that time.
Yeah, like a weird like family channel, kids or something like that. Oh, I found it. Free Willy, the TV series. Oh, the series anticipated multiple plot elements of the sequel, Free Willy 2, The Adventure Home.
Oh, was there a robot man in that one? I didn't see it.
No, I didn't remember that.
That'd be a weirder. It'd be a better Free Willy.
It was originally on ABC, though.
Okay.
I missed that.
So I guess I wasn't watching ABC.
21 episodes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes.
And it aired from September 24th through December 11th, 1994. So it did not have
We were a little older.
And there was an overarching...
That's right in your wheelhouse, though, Brian.
An overarching conflict based upon, like, the Moby Dick dynamic. The cyborg was almost like Captain Ahab trying to get Willy.
A powerful oil baron known to the main characters only as a cyborg called The Machine, until the final episodes, loses his arm and part of his face to Willy while committing an environmental atrocity and wants revenge upon that rotten whale his boy.
This is the best comment. So the machine, the robot guy after him, his appearance recalls Lacutus of the Borg and the Phantom of the Opera. When not using his new submarine to create environmental havoc, he dons a mask and glove, perhaps a nod to the contributions of Michael Jackson.
I don't think that is true.
That's wonderful. I wish I had watched this show.
I think a lot of it is on YouTube.
Yeah, I was probably. Just going to say, you could probably
could
find
probably
it right
find
now.
It, yeah.
In the series finale, the heroes finally unmask the machine before the public, bringing him to justice and freeing Willy, the other sea creatures, the people of Misty Island, and the environment at large from his reign of terror.
There you go. All right. There's that animated series. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up.
Just 58 other movies.
The 58 other movies. Well, actually, just there's four, but I wanted to kind of clarify those because, as I had mentioned, I discovered through the full reviews that I had seen the second and the third one, but the plot points kind of ran together. And then there's the fourth one that doesn't even have Jesse. It has Bindi Irwin, apparently.
Oh.
Which we did watch the trailer after we did the last episode.
But did it have Einstein, the talking bottlenose dolphin from the TV show?
No, it didn't. It should have.
And also, since you ask, Annie and Glenn Greenwood are characters in the TV show, as is Randolph Johnson.
And Randolph, but not Dwight.
No.
Okay, so in the direct sequel from 1995, Free Willy 2, The Adventure Home, in this one, Jesse is reunited with Willy 3 years later, and as a teenager, he tries to rescue various killer whales from an oil spill. In Free Willy 3, The Rescue, once again, Jesse is back. A teenage Jesse and his old friend Randolph are trying to foil an illegal whaler threatening Willy and his pregnant mate.
Oh,
Willy knocks someone up.
Oh, Willy.
Oh, Willy. I wonder if his fin extended, you know.
Oh.
Or that dead.
I don't think so.
And then in 2010, Free Willy escaped from Pirate's Cove from 2010. Now, Pirate's Cove
this
is a popular
place. This is
the
mini-golf place, right?
The mini-golf place in Chatham.
So Willy was playing mini-golf.
He's playing mini-golf.
That sounds like a great movie already.
In this one, Bindi Irwin plays Kira, who discovers a baby killer whale stranded in a lagoon
near
her grandfather's rundown seaside amusement park. What? She embarks on a quest to lead Willy back to his pot. No, it's not the same Willy. They just call it Willy.
Yeah, Willy's been dead for 10 years. Remember,
they should call it like Son of
Willy. Like 2000, I think.
Son of Willy.
Oh, God, it's like Son of the Mask?
Yep.
I was thinking more like Son of Frankenstein. That's kind of what started the whole...
No.
Son of Chucky?
No, it's a bad movie.
It's bad.
So it's Son of the Mask with Jamie Kennedy.
I never saw that one.
I didn't either.
It looked horrible.
It looked bad.
So, Rick... My question to you, how many of the movies do you think Michael Madsen was in?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm going to go with two.
That's
first
right.
First and second one.
Yep.
Correct.
You got it.
How about McKelty?
Michael T.
McKelty. He's not as big. I'm going to say one.
He was in the second one as well.
He was in the second one, yeah. How about Ray, played by Lori Petty?
I'm going to say just the first one.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What about Randolph?
Well, you told me he was in the third one, so I'm going to say two.
He was also in the second.
Oh.
But he was not in the fourth.
In all the marbles, how many were Keiko in?
Keiko.
Three.
Correct. Well, I like how they set it up. They say in Free Willy, Keiko. In the second and third one, it's played by Keiko and an animatronic orca.
But it was an animatronic orca through most of the first one, too.
Yeah, and then the fourth one, it just says CGI orca.
Oh, we saw some of that in the trailer.
And we saw some of that in the first one, too.
That's true.
Oh,
a little
bit.
That's true.
Especially right there at the end.
So what do I win for winning?
You win that beer in your hand from Sunday River.
Oh,
they didn't pay for that plug.
No.
You're going to have to bleep that out
in
post.
That's true. We will. We'll do that. All right. So some fun facts about Free Willy. This is crazy. Jack Nicholson turned down the role of villain Dial, balking at the low pay he was offered. Jack Nicholson. That would have been weird if he was
That would have been a
movie.
Weird movie.
That would have been very strange. All right. They
would have had to make this a much better movie if Jack Nicholson was in it.
Let's get it out of the way now so we can all be sad and move on. So Keiko, the whale used in the film, died in 2003 after a sudden onset of pneumonia in the Tokne's Fjord in Norway. He was 27 years old.
Yeah, but
That's
here's the thing.
Old.
They released him
because
in
of
like
pressure,
2002.
Yeah.
And then he died in 2003 because he had never once lived in the wild.
He was always going back towards the humans. He was not conditioned to be in the wild, but it was everyone being like, no, we have to actually free Willy.
That's kind of the problem where it's like they were only bred in captivity. You can't just release them into the wild. They're not ready for it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Both Lori Petty and Jane Atkinson, who played Ray and Annie Greenwood, respectively, both star in Netflix's two most successful shows. Petty is on Orange is the New Black, and Atkinson is on House of Cards.
Oh.
They both have jobs.
It's
though.
A fact.
There's, I mean, I guess
still
work.
There's nothing fun about it.
Yeah, they're still working.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, at the end of the film, after Willie has jumped over the wall, Jesse is talking out loud, saying goodbye to Willie. The scene is very reminiscent of the end of Goonies, when Mikey is talking to himself and saying goodbye to one-eyed Willie, both even sounding alike in the same tone of voice. Both films are set in the Pacific Northwest, and both were filmed in Astoria, Oregon.
The fun fact there is the last bit you said.
Yeah, they're filmed in the same place. That's
pretty
cool.
He was talking to two movies where they're talking to Willies.
The best part about this movie would have been if he jumped over that and then a pirate ship was like right there in the water.
And then Sloth goes, and Willie goes,
Randolph goes,
Randolph,
he goes, say, Oasis.
Oasis.
Something like that. All right, gentlemen. You know what? Totally forgot to do this. This is usually the time where we connect the last movie we did.
Oh, yeah.
To the current one. I didn't even think to do that.
I did not either.
Let me stop and think for a minute. What was our last movie? Sister Act.
Sister Act.
I got a call.
Oh, I got it. Direct Connection. I got a Direct Connection. Took me a second, but I got it.
I'm not even going
to
do this.
Yeah, there was one very easy Direct Connection to me.
Was the one that popped in my head where it's Harvey Keitel, who was in Sister Act, was in Reservoir Dogs with Michael Madsen.
Yep, that's the obvious one.
That's the only one I'll probably think of. So if you have some other ones, go for it.
That was the one that I thought of. Then I set out in search for some other ones. Other ones that I had that were not top of my mind included Whoopi was in Pauly Shore is Dead with Michael Madsen.
That's like a fake documentary about Pauly Shore.
Whoopi was in Ghosts of Mississippi with Richard Reel.
That dude's like a wicked character actor, so he could pop up in so many different things.
Lori Petty and Bill Nunn were both in Cadillac Man. It gave an extra step, but I wanted to point out that Whoopi was in The Muppets with Jack Black, who was in Neverending Story 3 with Jason James Richter.
There you go.
So there's a bunch of connections.
Excellent. Yeah, but obviously that Madsen Keitel one.
Yeah, that was the easy one that just came up immediately.
I was just watching Reservoir Dogs the other day. They've been playing a lot on TV. When they play it on TV, it kind of stinks because they edit bleep everything, you know? All right, before we get into a couple of our more fun things for this mini. Before we get to the fun.
Fun to me.
It is fun as well, but I'm saying this is going to be a good refresher for one of the activities coming up. I think we should just do the stack ranking right now.
Let's do it.
So,
what's the last one on the list?
Start from bottom up.
Yeah.
You guys are going to outvote me anyway.
Listen, doesn't matter. Go.
We'll see.
Ernest Scared Stupid. Better.
It's better than that.
Yes. Big Trouble in Little China. I say better.
You're getting closer.
License to Drive. I would say better than that as well.
That might be my breaking point.
Okay. Saves Christmas is the next one.
Actually, I like this. I like Free Willy more than License to Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah.
I like it better than that.
Okay.
I enjoy Ernest Saves Christmas, though, for what
Blank
it is.
Man? It's a fun movie. But
I don't think now you're getting into stuff that I don't think is better than I am, but
no, because we haven't even had Neverending Story yet. So
I know that's what I'm worried about.
Little Monsters.
Yeah, better than that.
Okay, I mean I could argue that one, but I'll say better. Hocus Pocus. I say definitely better than Hocus Pocus.
I think Hocus Pocus is better.
I think Hocus Pocus. I think that could be better.
And then Neverending Story is next. It's better than Neverending Story.
Oh, it is, Brian. It is.
But how is Hocus Pocus below Neverending Story?
Oh, that's
because it's not great.
Question.
It's not
great. Wait,
I
wasn't here to vote it. That's why it's lower.
Well, we did a full reviews of it, and it was not a good movie.
It wasn't, but in my mind, it's better than Neverending Story.
I did not watch or reviews it.
Neverending Story had, I think it had more of the nostalgia factor in there.
I'm going to go with this is probably slightly lower
and
than
above
Hocus Pocus.
Neverending Story is Batman Forever, and I obviously put Batman Forever over Free Willy.
Oh, I'll watch Batman Forever.
You guys are going to shoot me down anyways, but I would argue to put Free Willy under Batman Forever.
So
I'd
above,
be okay with that.
Better than Neverending Story.
Yes.
See, I think it's just slightly below Neverending Story above Hocus Pocus. I may like Hocus Pocus better.
No, I don't like Hocus Pocus better, but again, I'm going to be outvoted.
It's right there, though. I mean, it's literally right there.
Yeah.
We've hit a good spot. I would be willing.
Where would you go, Rick?
I still think it's going to be lower than Hocus Pocus, even though I think it's worse than Neverending Story.
Can we just change Neverending Story's place?
Yeah. Can we just lower
Can we bump,
where you want to put it?
Can we bump Hocus Pocus above Neverending Story?
Okay. Yes.
Just change those two.
And then we'll put Free Willy under Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So
Hocus Pocus, okay. Free Willy, Neverending Story.
Yes. 100%. I'm in.
I'm good with that. I accept it.
Now it feels a lot less difficult now.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Because
so Free Willy is at number 47 on the list.
Yeah. And I mean, Hocus Pocus did give us yabos.
It did give us, it has a good line. So gentlemen, so following up this based upon our stack ranking list and the movies we've done so far, I thought it'd be fun to do a little, what I'm going to dub the Movie Cave Hungry Games.
Hungry Games?
Hungry Games. It's not Hunger Games. It's Hungry Games. Because,
do I need some
chips? I don't want to be sued by them. You could have some chips if you want.
Well.
No, basically, as this movie kind of is the crutch is on
Crutchy.
Jesse. Well, not, that's a Newsies, but the crutch is on Jesse, who's a child actor. We've done many movies that have child actors. So I thought in kind of a battle royale, we'd start from the most recent movie, and I have a list of 22 of the child actors we've done, and pit them against each other to see who our opinion
is. Can we do this as a tournament?
Yeah, we could do it as a tournament, right?
Yeah, like two of them will get a bye,
okay.
I think. To make sure that we
have
to,
like, more difficult to figure out.
We need to rank this. We have to do like an East and West.
Well, we're just doing it by most recent movie. I think that's the easiest that I came up with to do it. If you want to come up with a bracket.
We have to come up with a bracket right now.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to list off 24 child actors that have appeared in our reviews. And we're going to set up a bracket.
Bracketology.
You know, it should be basketball season, but it's football season. So it's almost like a survivor pool. But,
yeah.
You know. So I'm just going to list them off, and Brian, you're going to do a random bracket.
I'm going to randomly bracketize them.
Okay. So starting off, we have Jason James Richter from Free Willy.
Okay.
Then we have Dominique Swain from Face Off.
All right.
Maya Bruton from Adventures in Babysitting with the Thor helmet.
All right.
Brian Bonsall from Blank Check.
Brian Bosworth?
No, Brian Bonsall.
Hello.
Aaron Schwartz from Heavyweights.
All right.
Corey Haim from License to Drive.
Oh, Corey.
Jake Lloyd from Jingle All the Way.
Dominic.
Austin Nagler from Ernest Scared Stupid. Chris Young from The Great Outdoors.
All right.
Fred Savage from Little Monsters.
Oh.
Yep.
Ross Bagley from Independence Day.
Ooh.
Joshua Rudoy from Harry and the Hendersons. Jared Rushton from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Brian's favorite, Miko Hughes from Spawn.
Ah, that kid.
Now, there were three to choose from, but he was the only kid primarily in this one. Corey Feldman in Gremlins.
Oh.
Thora Birch from Hocus Pocus.
Yep.
Rochelle Davis from The Crow. Noelle Parker from Ernest Saves Christmas. Charlie Korsmo from Hook.
Oh, Charlie Korsmo.
Oh.
Joey Kramer from Flight of the Navigator. Not Joey Kramer from Aerosmith, mind you, the drummer. Tom Geary from The Sandlot.
Killing me, Smalls.
And finally, the great Sean Astin from Goonies.
There's a few of these that have gone on to have great.
That's true,
careers.
Yeah.
All right,
Brian.
The bracket
the
has been randomly generated.
All right,
so we're starting with Jason James Richter versus Austin Nagler.
Okay.
What was Austin Nagler?
You will have to remind us who these people were.
Yeah, you're going to have to remind me.
Austin Nagler is the kid from Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh.
Who could have been one of the worst actors of all time? I have to give this to Jesse James Richter.
I'm going to have to give it to Free Willy.
Yeah, we're going to go Jason James Richter. Our next bracket match is Corey Feldman versus Dominique Swain.
Oh, man.
Which one's Dominique Swain?
From Face
from
Off.
Face
the
Off.
Daughter from Face Off. Dominique Swain, here's my argument. Dominique Swain, I think, is a good actor, and she's still been in things to this day. But for some reason, after Face Off, I feel like she didn't really live up to her potential. Again.
Yeah, she wasn't as noteworthy.
Yeah,
after.
She wasn't. She'd show up in random things like that movie Alpha Dog. She was in that, but
that's later on.
Later on, but nothing was really as good as that first time in Face Off. So I gotta go with my boy Feldman.
Rick,
I'm gonna have to agree with Mark because there was a time where she just kind of fell off.
Yeah.
It's clearly going to be Corey Feldman. I would have voted for you, Dominique Swain. So if you're listening, it's
Brian.
Not because of me. So our next one is Joey Kramer versus Jake Lloyd.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Who's These Joey Kramer?
Joey Kramer's from Flay the Navigator.
Oh, God. And Jake Lloyd is... Oh,
they're both not great actors, but I feel like, as we have seen in turn, is that Joey Kramer is better at carrying a movie as a main character.
Yeah.
When Jake Lloyd has the chance.
Jake Lloyd, I feel like we have to only take Jingle All the Way into consideration, though.
Okay, we can't put the Phantom
We can't
Menace,
put sorry. Phantom Menace on
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I mean, he did do a better performance than that, but still.
Oh, I think he did okay. I mean, it's when Hayden Christensen came in where you could have just put a chair and a lightsaber. I have said it
Called
before.
It
if Clint Eastwood directed, that's what it would have been.
Here's my friend, the chair.
Yeah.
I got to go with Joey Kramer. That's my vote.
I'm going to have to go with Kramer, too, only because Lloyd was just not good, even in Jingle All the Way, right?
Yeah, I didn't think
it was that good. I didn't mind him in Jingle All the Way, but no. I'll give it to you guys.
Okay.
This is going to be a hard one.
Oh, man.
Again, randomly generated.
Yep.
I like it already.
Fred Savage.
Ooh.
Charlie Corsmo.
Oh, man.
Oh,
random
man.
Is so good. But Fred Savage. Oh.
Fred Savage. Okay, so here's the difficult thing, like you said, basing it upon these movies, right?
Like, this could be a final.
Right.
This round could be a final matchup.
But I just do need to stipulate, you said
based upon the movie.
Because, like, if we're throwing out Jake Lloyd in the Star Wars, it's like, I can't consider Fred Savage like The Wonder Years one of my all-time favorite shows.
That's true.
Right? So
which one is this? This is Little Monsters?
Him and Little Monsters versus
Little Monsters.
Charlie Corsmo. Even though the movie probably is not
better.
As good, I still think Fred Savage is the better actor. So I'm going to say Fred Savage.
I think based on the movie alone, I have to go Charlie Corsmo.
Yeah, I think he's too over the top on Hook.
No, I think it's just perfect enough. I think it's just right.
He captures,
I think Fred Savage is going to lose in the first
round. And this is two movies that have kids that are having very angsty feelings towards their parents, too. I feel like Charlie Corsmo really carries that very well.
Okay.
Whereas Little Monsters, it ends up being more about like, hey, look, it's Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but when it's like not the random monster scenes, I think his dynamic against his parents is played very well. So, okay, all right.
I think we're gonna come down to one.
Yeah, we're gonna come down to one winner in the end. So,
and
it's gonna be tough.
And it's an upset in round one.
It's an upset.
So next we have Maya Bruton and Tom Geary.
Oh man,
tell me what you gotta explain.
So Maya Bruton played
the Thor
Sarah,
girl,
Sarah, who was obsessed with Thor, and then Tom Geary in The Sandlot. I just love that performance so much. Although I do love her playing obsessed with Thor, which is very unique for
the time.
Oh,
I'm going to go with Sandlot.
I love Tom Geary.
It's Tom Geary.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
All right, our next one. Chris Young.
Yep.
And Miko Hughes.
Okay. I'm going to make Brian very happy and say Chris Young.
Which one's Chris Young?
Chris Young was Buck.
What movie?
Oh, Great Outdoors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
In The Great Outdoors, he's the one that dates the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's Chris fine. Young.
He's good. I like him. Yeah. He's a
what
good
was
like
the other
80s
one?
Teen.
Miko
Hughes
from
Spawn.
Spawn,
the annoying kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm
like
voting against him because he's annoying in Spawn and because he's an asshole on Full House.
Well, you can't consider.
I know,
that
but
we're
I'm.
We're not
he was annoying in Spawn as well.
Yeah.
So
we're going Chris Young.
All right, our next one: Brian Bonsall and Sean Aaron.
Sean Aaron or Sean Astin?
Probably Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Autocorrect changed it.
Well, I'm going to go with Sean Astin.
That's an easy one. 100%. Sean Astin.
I'm pretty sure he's going to win now that Fred Savage is
gone. I mean, I thought that was kind of the ringer a little bit, you know, but we'll see.
Maybe Thora Birch, but I like her now versus then.
Well, let's see what happens.
Next, we have Thora Birch versus Jared Rushton.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
Again, judging on these performances alone, Thora Birch got much better as an actress, but when she was just kind of like a flighty kid, it's like, oh, yeah, she's cute. I thought Jared Rushton played a good, like, dickhole brother. So I'm gonna say Jared Rushton. And I'm trying not to throw out his amazing performance in Big as Josh Waitzkin's best friend, because that's a great performance, too.
Yeah, no, I can't think of that.
Based upon this,
yeah.
So I'm going to go with Thora Birch.
Okay.
Which one was Jared Rushton in?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He's the jerk brother.
It was
the
a
younger
good,
brother.
It was a good thing, but I had to go with Thora Birch because much like we just changed Hocus Pocus, I thought, you know, hey.
You're giving it a bump because of the Pocus move.
I mean, I think I got to go Thora Birch as well.
Okay, all right. I'm okay with that.
It's over the top. If it had been Nick, yeah. I might have gone with Nick Selinsky.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going Thora Birch. Next, we have Ross Bailey and Noelle Parker.
Ross Bagley.
Bagley.
From Independence
because,
Day.
Again, autocorrect doesn't
and
care.
Noelle Parker from Ernest Saves Christmas. Now, I must admit, I do not remember. We did this movie so long ago. I don't remember the girl from...
No, I'm going to go with Bagley.
I know she was in it. I remember she was like a runaway that helps Ernest, but I can't really remember. I remember you looked her up, and she's super hot now. I remember that. But that can't affect the voting of performance. So I'm going to have to go with Nikki from Fresh Prince there.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with.
All right, Ross Bagley gets it. Next, we have Corey Haim and Joshua Rudoy.
So Joshua Rudoy is the young... son with the glasses in Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons.
And Corey Haim. Corey Haim, man. Come on.
Yeah, I think...
Corey Haim.
I think Haim gets it.
I don't even have to vote.
And then finally, Rochelle Davis and Aaron Schwartz.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot to tell you one.
Oh.
Okay, Rochelle Davis was from The Crow. I'm throwing her out.
Okay.
I'm getting rid of her.
Oh.
Aaron Schwartz
and?
versus Barrett Oliver from Neverending Story, Bastion.
Oh, it's like we've just...
It's a surprise.
...had a surprise, and Aaron Schwartz was all prepped for the other
was.
One, and now...
He threw him off.
Now he has to compete. Very little prep time.
Aaron Schwartz.
I think Aaron Schwartz still gets it, though.
Yeah, he does. We'll give it Aaron Schwartz. Although I do like that kid, but the movie overall just kind of put a damper on it.
Again...
His other movies are good.
I might have given it to Atreyu.
I was going to give it to Falcor.
Oh.
Oh, my. Hey, thank you. Come
right,
closer
Brian.
To
Round
me, Rick.
Two. Ding,
Round
ding.
Two. All right, we have Jason James Richter versus Corey Feldman.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I mean, I like Jason James Richter, but based upon the fact I've only really seen him in Free Willy movies, I have to give it to Feldman.
Yeah, but I thought we're not basing it on anything
it's
else.
It's only on the movie we're ranking.
But Feldman has been in three different movies
that
we've reviewed. I can base it on the other reviews that we've done.
Yeah, you probably can.
I got to go with Feldman.
I got to go with Feldman, too.
Yeah.
Fine.
Did you want Jason James Richter?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big Corey fan.
Okay.
Next, we had Joey Kramer.
Get out of my basement.
We have Joey Kramer and Charlie Korsmo.
All right, I'll give it to Charlie Korsmo.
I'm going
to
give it to
Korsmo. He's definitely better than Joey Kramer.
Yep. Oh, man, it was like a Cinderella story in the beginning.
I know, he's moving up
and
the ranks.
And now it's like he's got nobody.
He's Gonzaga.
He's got nobody in his sights.
Tom Geary and Chris Young.
Oh, man. I say Tom Geary. I'm still going to give it to Tom Geary from The Sandlot.
Oh, yeah.
Over Buck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
All right, next we have Sean Astin.
Yep.
Versus
Sean Astin.
Thora Birch.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
It's going to be Sean Astin versus Charlie Korsmo.
No, it's
going to
be Sean Astin versus Corey Feldman. It's going to be a Goonies matchup.
Ross Bagley versus Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Wait.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
I messed this up.
We need to go back to round one.
Yeah, we'll go back to round one.
Yeah. Rochelle versus...
Rochelle Parker from The Crow. Versus Ross Malinger from Sudden Death.
Oh, he was such a bad...
I'm going to say Rochelle Parker.
I'll say Rochelle, too. Because it's going to be Rochelle versus Aaron Schwartz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
Aaron
Schwartz. Aaron
Schwartz is going to beat him anyways.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just do
so
that
Aaron
matchup,
Schwartz,
Brian. We'll move on.
All right, and so first, Ross Bagley versus Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Yeah.
And Aaron Schwartz versus Rochelle Parker.
Aaron Schwartz.
We are getting into
some tight heats. Yeah, now we're going to get tough.
So now we've got Corey Feldman versus Charlie Korsmo.
Oh.
Korsmo.
I say Feldman.
I say Korsmo.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
No, I just don't. Feldman, he's... No.
I buy Charlie Korsmo. Feldman is always Feldman.
Yeah. He's himself in a different movie.
Yeah. If it was Corey Haim, I may actually have...
Whoa, might be coming up.
He's
still in it.
Tom Geary versus Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Oh, Sean Astin.
Sean
yeah.
Astin,
That
yeah.
is a tough... I thought that was going to be like Final Four. I didn't know that... That matchup was going to come so early.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that's how they fall
yeah.
with the seeds.
Next, we have Corey Haim and Aaron Schwartz.
Oh.
Wait, did I skip one again?
No.
No, you shouldn't have.
Corey Haim versus Aaron Schwartz.
Okay.
I give it to Haim.
This is a problem because I like Aaron Schwartz in...
I give it to Aaron Schwartz.
That role.
Yeah, but I like Corey Haim.
What role did you pick? What role did you pick?
This is from License to Drive. He's a good leading man.
I don't like License to Drive.
But not the movie, his performance.
Yeah, he's not a bad performance.
The overall movie. How do you think of him? He's like a Zach Morris type. He's fun
this
in the
is
movie,
heavyweights,
despite
right?
what you think about
this
it.
This is Aaron Schwartz. He's in Heavyweights.
Heavyweights, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Schwartz.
All right, that's fine.
And since this was a tournament of 24,
yeah.
We have a triple threat for the winner.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because it cuts down.
Yeah, because
so
the way math works. So it's a three-way.
Oh, okay. We should have done more.
No, it's all right. We're good.
We're good.
So we have to decide between or.
So is this
you
the
know
finals?
What? I think there's been a strong feeling of power towards Sean Astin.
So give him a bye.
So I'm going to give Sean Astin a bye.
Yeah.
And we're going to go with Charlie Korsmo versus Aaron Schwartz.
I would give it to Korsmo.
I'm going
to
give it to Korsmo.
Yep. So now we have Charlie Korsmo versus Sean Astin.
I think, he was just a powerhouse the whole time. I have to give it to Sean Astin.
Charlie Korsmo.
Too late. It's Sean Astin.
Sean Astin is our big winner.
And here's the thing. Even now, in that list, he's still probably the top actor.
Oh, yeah. He's probably the most noteworthy person that's still active
and
everything.
True. Yep.
Yeah,
good job.
I can't think of.
Although that Fred Savage was a big upset.
Oh, you know what?
That was
a big round one upset.
Fred Savage, I guess, would be people would know who he is.
Yeah. Yes. But I mean, nowadays he's not as he does a lot more directing.
Yeah.
So.
He was on The Grinder, which was
he
very
was,
good.
Yeah. All right. So that was the Movie Cave Hungry Games Battle Royale Kid Edition. All right, your turn, Brian.
So,
you got a fun game for today?
I have a fun game for us today, and you know, I was thinking of ways to have new games that weren't just about movies.
Because Rick's not good at those.
Well, and also because we have somewhat nearby the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
We do?
I've been there.
Wow,
many
I didn't
times.
Even know that.
Yes.
I went there drunk.
Online, they have the Watkins Marine Mammal Sound Database.
Oh,
I like this.
I'm going to play a whale sound for you.
And I'll tell you what.
And you're
whale?
Going to identify which whale it is. I do have some multiple choice options.
I was going to say, I'm not so versed in my whales, so.
But if either of you wants to take a guess before the multiple choice, I'll also, entertain those guesses.
Okay.
Our first whale song.
That was a whale?
That was sounded like a machine gun.
Wow, it did, yeah. Is there a machine gun whale?
Here's a second sound from the same whale.
Okay. That was from the whale. It just sounded like air.
It sounds like they're just coming up for air and they're just blowing their...
Sometimes they make clicks.
All right, Brent. Oh, okay, I hear that.
I kind of hear it.
All right, your options are Eubalaena shinshuensis.
God bless you.
Spade-toothed whale.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or sperm whale.
Same time?
Same time. 3, 2, 1.
Spade-tooth.
That's what I said.
So you both said spade-tooth. It was the sperm whale.
Oh, that was my second choice.
Because that's what happens when you free Willy.
Oh, is that how this is going to go?
Whale innuendos.
We're going to have a whale of a time here.
Oh.
It's like Whalen Park.
Whalen Park, yeah. Is that still open?
No, I don't think
so.
All right. Here is your second whale sound.
That's a quality.
That's
whale
a
sound.
Squeegee.
That's
a squeegee whale.
Sham wow.
So, Rick, you're going with inside of a car wash.
Yes. Hey, Willie went there. It was good enough for him.
Yeah.
All right. Your choices are Omura's whale.
Who's that? Who's Omura?
Beluga.
It's okay. Free Willy 6.
Or long-finned pilot whale.
Okay.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Beluga.
Long-failed pilot whale.
Long-failed pilot. It is a beluga.
Oh.
It's not even a choice. Long-filled pirate whale.
It's filled with blubber and salmon.
I thought you said pirate whale.
Yep. Arr. One-eyed Willy.
All right, here comes your next.
I was
going to
say beluga, but I knew.
But then you didn't, so now Rick is leading.
Yes.
Here's your third whale sound.
Oh, ooh, squeaky. That's nails on a chalkboard.
So you have two to choose from there.
Okay.
Oh, two.
Well, two different sounds,
two
same
different
whale.
Noises.
Oh, okay.
It's not
so is
two
that
whales mating, Rick.
The killer whale, okay. The orca.
That's talented.
The bowhead whale.
Oh.
Or the Sowerby's beaked whale.
Ooh. There's a beaked whale?
Yes. Three, two, one.
Killer orca. Whale.
Yes, you're both right.
Yay. Is Yay. That what you said?
I said orca.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Those should be like snacks at the movie theater. You can get Sowerby's Patch Kids.
Just a big whale?
Yeah.
Just a giant
just
gummy whale.
Giant gummy that you gnaw on.
I know what I'm getting Mark for his
Yay.
Birthday.
Well, you do have a history of getting me big gummies.
Yes, it's because your birthday is close enough to Halloween that everything yes. goes on clearance right after.
There you go. That's true.
All yeah. right. So Rick is leading 2-1.
Yes, I am.
Here we have our fourth whale.
Okay.
Ooh.
Whoa.
So a couple different ones there.
Terminator whale.
Yeah.
So was that the northern bottlenose whale?
Oh.
The fin whale or the narwhal?
Narwhal. What was the first one in that list?
There's bottlenose? The northern bottlenose whale, the fin whale, and the narwhal.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
The fin
first
whale.
One.
Rick went with northern bottlenose whale.
Yeah.
Mark went with fin whale, and it was the narwhal.
Oh, okay.
It was the narwhal?
Yeah.
Narwhal.
They don't actually sound like this.
That's narwhal. What I thought.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Bye, Mr. Narwhal.
Yeah.
Finally, our final whale of choice.
Am I leading 2-1 still?
Yes, you are. And okay. Because the website was not working for me, I'm just pulling up a random one from
random
YouTube.
One.
I thought you were just going to be like, I'm going to make a sound.
It's a Brian whale.
All right. And here is our fifth and final. So, Mark, you need this to tie. And, Rick, you can get a win. If you get it right.
Or if
Mark
gets
it wrong.
Or if I just guess the same thing Mark guesses.
It's true. But you gotta read my mind then.
Sounds like the Riddler.
Ooh.
It's got Jurassic Park-ish
sounds. Nice.
Sound.
Yeah, it does.
Is this the blue whale? The humpback whale? Or the southern right whale.
All right.
Which one is it? Blue whale, humpback whale, southern right whale. Three, two, one.
Blue.
Humpback whale.
And Mark gets a tie.
Oh.
It is the humpback whale.
Woo. I was going to go with humpback, but I said, nope, my first instinct was blue. I was actually going to say it prior to you even like putting it out there.
Brian, do you have a tiebreaker or can I suggest one?
I have one.
Okay, all right.
But this is going to be whoever yells out this whale song first.
Okay.
So
oh, it's a song.
I'm not I'm not going to play Baby Beluga.
Right.
But
you're playing a popular
who or what is making this sound, this whale song? Who's okay?
What?
Performer. You'll get it.
Okay. Dory. That's Dory.
Damn. Rick got it a God. Slight head.
Nice.
That is Dory speaking
well done,
whale.
Sir. Yes. You got you.
So Rick,
more kids.
Congratulations. You won a quiz.
I did. Yay.
You are the last Willy. You are the first Willy.
Wait,
even
though
outside it's chilly, you'll always be the best Willy.
Good job, Rick.
You won that song from Mark.
You started off with you were the last Willy, and then you were the first Willy.
There's only one Willy.
Time doesn't make sense underwater.
All right.
Thank you, Brian. That was a good game.
That's a quiz.
Yeah. Now, at this point, we'd normally kind of see what some of our favorite actors are up to from the movie, but there are not too many actors in general or ones that have dropped off the map, save for Jason James Richter. Why don't we just look up Jason James Richter for...
Oh, where have these actors gone? Oh, where could they be?
Probably not famous anymore.
Definitely not famous. So, Rick, one of the things you brought up actually during the main episode was how we were kind of saying, like, what has Jason James Richter been up to today? And you were mentioning how active he is on Twitter.
Yes.
Like, he chimes in on a lot of, like, does he chime in on political issues or what's his deal?
The last one he chimed in on was a political issue. I remember that. That was last week.
Yeah. And people generally like his comments?
I don't know about that. I mean,
well, let's check his Twitter.
Let's check him out.
He was topical humor.
Like a Stephen Colbert?
Not that good.
Well, while you're looking up their Twitter, I'm going to look up...
I'm searching for him.
I'm going to look up his acting career.
Well,
here.
I've got that right
okay,
here.
Okay, let's hear that, Rick.
Jason James Richter.
Yes.
So
was Free Willy his first movie?
So his absolute first movie was as Jesse
in Free Willy.
And then his second movie was the greatest movie ever.
You must be talking about 1994's Cops and Robbersons.
No.
Oh.
The Never Ending Story 3.
Well, we mentioned that before. So he played Bastion in the third one. They kept switching it up. You remember the second one was Jonathan Brandis from Sequest.
Oh,
Bastion.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. In 1995 was when Free Willy 2.
Then he was in The Client, the TV series.
I think you're skipping something. He was in Michael Jackson Childhood in 1995. What is that?
And did you mention Cops and Robbersons?
We did. We mentioned that.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, he was in a music video called Childhood by Michael Jackson. Interesting. All right, continue, Rick.
The Setting Sun. He played Big Bully.
Which was after Free Willy 3, by
yes.
the way,
yep.
in 1997, The Rescue. Okay. The Setting Sun. Well, not
I
familiar
have it
with
before.
That.
Before. Your list is different than mine.
Yeah.
So I have then Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He was in one episode.
Okay.
Then he was in Rugrats, one episode.
Oh, nice.
Then he was in Laser Hawk.
I don't know what that is. It sounds amazing.
Laser Hawk. Well, so it's 1997.
Oh, my God.
It is teenagers in a Midwest town discover that they are destined to fight off an alien invasion as the crew of a spacecraft of unknown origin. They are aided by a mysterious patient in a psychiatric hospital. And a frenetic comic book artist.
Co-starring Mark Hamill.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, then Free Willy 3. Then Ricochet River in 2001.
Okay, not familiar with that.
Nope. Then he played Clown Number 2 in Bone. That was only
what
one episode.
That?
In 2010, he did Tekken.
The Tekken movie.
Yep. And then he was in one episode of Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior, which was the spinoff that didn't last.
Oh, I don't
Not
even
the
know.
Main show.
No.
That was the spinoff.
Doesn't matter. He's just a part guy, one episode.
Yep.
Then he was in a short, The Quiet Loud, don't know what that is. Life's a Pitch, which is a TV movie. Remember the Sultana?
I don't.
No, that's because it probably wasn't good. Then he was in Vicious.
Vicious. That's in 2016, so that was just last year.
Right next to The Last Rampage, The Escape of Gary. Oh, Tyson. Sorry, there's a last name with this.
The Escape of Gary.
I have that listed as an upcoming movie.
Well, it's 2017.
Yeah, but not released.
Well, that's fine. There's a few of them in 2017. I
so
still
he is
like
doing
I like it better.
Like one a year or something like
well,
that.
Well, no, now he's got, in 2017, he's got one, two, three coming out for 2017, and then three more movies in the works.
Well, good
so,
for him.
Yeah, so Last Rampage.
I mean,
the
a lot of these
of
are
Gary
movies
Tyson.
That we'll probably never see in theaters.
No.
Yeah.
High and Outside, Driver,
not
American
Baby Driver.
Brawler,
nope.
Inhumane, and Three Solitude.
Three Solitude.
So I'm going to go to Last Rampage, The Escape of Gary.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's got quite the cast. Robert Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh.
John Hurt. Oh, John Hurt.
John
oh,
Hurt.
Yeah.
Bruce
Heather
Davison.
Graham.
Bruce
oh.
Davison.
Bruce Davison, yeah.
This one might make sci-fi.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's got a few well-known actors in it.
Everyone on IMDb has headshots.
I like how you pronounce that. IMDb.
DB.
IMDb Sweeney. Yeah.
All right, so that's Jason James Richter. I think there's only, for this segment,
there's one
more person,
there's,
right?
There's one performer that I want to give almost a quiz to you guys.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's Keiko.
Oh, I had a different person look
well,
up.
Well, Keiko is not a person. Keiko
true.
Is a talented performer, though,
that's
and
true.
Has six credits
oh.
as a performer.
Okay.
I think you know what three of them are.
Yes.
I don't.
But the quiz is, can I name the movies
any of
again?
The others?
Oh, okay. A made-for-TV movie of Moby Dick.
No, that's not even the right type of whale.
I know, but maybe they painted him.
They just dipped him white?
I'm trying to think of other movies that had whale. I can't think of anything. This is the only whale movie I can think of. I don't know. I'm having a tough time.
I'm going to say...
an episode of The New Adventures of Flipper.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was in a TV show. I'm going to go with, you know, Mark said he's a whale, like
he is
Moby
a whale.
Dick.
He is a whale.
But I'm going to say he actually played an orca in the TV series.
He was in the TV series. He was in two TV series, actually.
Have we heard of these TV series?
No.
Oh, well, that doesn't help.
Was he playing an orca, or was he playing a sperm whale?
He did play an orca in one of them, and he played Keiko in the other.
It doesn't matter that we don't know the name. Yeah, we've never heard of these series, though.
There's one in particular that I think you might be able to get.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two different names, and you are going to figure out which one it is, okay? Was he in Ballena Libre?
Oh, my.
Or Quinceañera?
I'm going to go with Ballena Libre.
I'm going to go with Quinceañera.
He was in Quinceañera.
Oh, man.
He played Orca.
Wow.
In an episode of Quinceañera.
Oh.
Ballena Libre is Spanish for free whale.
Oh, free willy.
He got you good.
So this is, I'm picturing like just a Mexican or like a Spanish telenovela and randomly a whale.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And he was also in Keiko en Peligro.
Keiko in the Dangerous?
Danger Zone?
Oh, I should have guessed Danger Bay. I used to watch that.
Well, Keiko in Danger.
That's
Keiko
just Free Willy.
But wait, this is from 1990. This predates Free Willy. Keiko is an extraterrestrial whale from a planet identical to Earth.
That is literally, I just looked it up. That is literally the tagline.
Yeah.
He's an extraterrestrial. We got to watch that one. That falls in our timeline, 1990.
Well, guys, I think that kind of sums up this edition of Aware of the
Zach. Was there another actor you were looking for?
No, we covered Jesse. We covered Willie. So I think that's pretty good. Those are the two main characters of the movie.
You know what? He got an uncredited role, is what it says on IMDb, for Willie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Gentlemen,
I don't think SAG covers whales.
Yeah. Any kind of final thoughts about Free Willy, whales, whaling museums, child actors, anything like that before we bid adieu to the Cinemaniacs?
Don't watch this movie.
I say do watch it.
Why?
Because I enjoyed it.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's the best movie in the world, but
Netflix.
It's a good family movie.
Did we watch it on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Netflix, take it off of your list so you don't have to pay them.
No. Did you try watching it with your girls, Rick?
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Have your kids watch it.
Why? I couldn't watch it myself.
That's your opinion. They probably will love it.
Why would they love it?
Because it's got a good relationship between a human and an animal, and it's got heart.
So my takeaway is we need to find a copy of Keiko en Peligro.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good takeaway. I like that one better. Extraterrestrial whale.
Sí, señor. Los alien huelos. And on that note, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you could always paint the grass green. Good night.
Goodbye.
Now, guys, that was a very good quiz about whale noises, but there were a lot of whales that we didn't cover, and I think we owe the Cinemaniacs to hear how some other whales sound. So we'll start with you, Rick. Please tell us what a true's beaked whale sounds like. That's pretty good.
I think that was a car alarm. Yeah.
And, Brian, how about a common minked whale?
Sounds like Mowgli.
And Rick, a Blainsville beaked whale. No, here's yours, Brian. This is a very appropriate one for you, Brian. This is a Gervais's beaked whale.
You know, obviously. Well.
This is a Hector's whale.
Hector.
Ah, Hector.
Keiko and Peligro.
Peligro.
Ay, ay, ay. Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini-episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next Full Movie Reviews It. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD. Like us on Facebook or email us at the $5bin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why? Thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby whale noisemaker.